Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Now, as we reported a little earlier on, the US Coast Guard have said a debris field has been discovered within the search area for the missing Titan submersible. The debris was located by a remotely operated vehicle, an ROV, near the Titanic wreck, and experts within the Unified Command are evaluating the information. Jamie Pringle is an expert in forensic geosciences at Keele University in the UK, and he joins us now on the line. Jamie, you're welcome to the programme. I mean, to a non-expert, a debris field doesn't sound good. What could this news mean?
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously we're theorising at the minute. I think they're going to give a statement a bit later. Obviously, the Titanic has a massive debris field, so that's as it broke up and got down to the seabed. It will separate out and there'll be a variety of different sized objects on the bottom of the ocean. Obviously, the Titanic recently has been really intensively studied, and a big images, you might have seen that, sort of combined images being created. So they know that area pretty well. So if they're talking about a different debris field that's different from that previously done, then that's obviously a very bad sign for this submersible search.
I suppose that's one of the things that we don't know at this moment is whether or not it could be from the Titanic itself, although that does seem unlikely that, given they've made this announcement. Could it be from anything else?
Not at that depth, I would doubt, no. I mean, obviously, you do get a lot of things fall off boats over time and, you know, shipping tackle and all that side of things. But they would have said that. If not, I mean, if you read the technical specifications of the submersible, it did have a variety of ballast types on the sides that they could get rid of to go up to surface again. So it could be some of those, I guess. It's speculation at the minute. But yeah, it's the fact that they're going to give a press conference of it doesn't fill you with hope, I think.
What are conditions, can you remind us, what are conditions down there like at that depth?
Yeah, I mean, it's super challenging. If your listeners don't know, most even military submarines don't go deeper than a kilometre down, and we're talking almost four on this case. There's only four or five manned vehicles can get that deep. That's why they've had to wait for these specialised ROVs to come on that can operate there. It's super cold. It's sort of 3 degrees, I guess. It's obviously dark. It's sunlight only penetrates a few hundred metres into the sea. So if they've had an electrical issue, obviously keeping themselves warm would be an issue, assuming it's still intact. So yeah, it's really tough condition, really. I'm trying to think of other similar cases. I mean, there have been successful recoveries from downed fishing vessels with crew members in pockets of air, but that's a lot shallower water depth. So yeah, it's a really tough search site, which of course they've been struggling up to now to find anything about from this submarine.
And now that it appears they have found this debris field, how long is it going to take them, you know, to search it, do you think? How long does it take them even to get down there?
Yeah, I mean, it obviously takes hours to get down from that sort of water depth. And they presumably haven't been able to. They might have been able to take some samples and bring it back up, who knows? Or maybe they're just looking at the images and then trying to decide whether that's from the Titanic or whether it's from the submersible. But the fact that they've been quite quiet the last few hours and then they're going to give an announcement would make you think, fear the worst. But, you know, it could be due to something else. It's not be too negative.
The first 24 hours that we're always told are critical in these kind of rescue operations. We're well past that time period now at this stage. I know you're just saying there, let's not be too negative. Do you think there is still potentially any hope?
Very little at this stage, I would say. As you mentioned, the golden hours, the first 24 hours are key. That's where most people get saved. And in earthquake zones, you get saved by your fellow survivees. So now we're sort of 5 days down. It's a very small chance. But they're still in that search and rescue phase at the minute.
And knowing what we know, Jamie, at this point, so much talk and concentration has gone on the amount of breathing hours that would be left for the people if they were in the submersible. Do you think, and I'm asking you to speculate now, if you don't want to, that's fine, but do you think it's possible or even likely that that was never the situation, that something catastrophic maybe happened within the first 24 hours, that they were never waiting for rescue?
It may be that's the case about a catastrophic implosion of from the loss of pressure and the hull's been structurally compromised, which, you know, is not good, obviously, but it is instantaneous, I guess, which is some benefit. But we'll see, I guess, what they say at 8 o'clock.
And lots of, just finally then, lots of questions around the submersible itself and its fitness for the types of jobs that it was doing or the types of missions that it was going on. Do you think this will cause a lot more scrutiny when it comes to what is going underwater and certifications and all of that?
I mean, I think so. I mean, as you probably know, ships are certified and regulated quite well. I'm not sure that's the case with this one, and that will be something I guess they'll be looking at afterwards. There'll be certainly be an investigation and maybe some regulations as well to come in.
All right. Well, thank you very much for joining us with your thoughts on the latest update there. That's Jamie Pringle, an expert in forensic geosciences at Keele University in the UK.